September cattle market prices are holding above year-ago levels. Particularly double-digit gains have been seen in the 400 to 500-pound calves in Montana, Nebraska, South Dakota, and several other states. Livestock Market Information Center senior economist Caitlin McCulloch explains.
We have South Dakota increasing 14% on a monthly average basis compared to a year ago for those 400 to 500-pound steers. And a lot of that's going to be dependent on how those backgrounders and stocker operations feel about their forage supplies and feed supplies moving into winter. It appears that in South Dakota and some of the surrounding areas, the corn silage season has gone well. There's still some roughage in terms of corn stocks from old crop lying around. And that's provided solid demand locally for those calves to background.
Feeder cattle prices have been volatile this past year. That uncertainty is expected to continue, at least in the coming months. McCulloch says the million-dollar question is, when will the markets return to a more seasonal pattern?
It seems like we're still going to be dealing with ripple effects from the pandemic through at least the early part of 2021. And why I say that on the cattle side is that we're still waiting for that big October run where you're going to see the majority of those cows come through the market. How those get placed on feed, I think the pandemic has changed some dynamics here a little bit enough that it's going to cause some volatility until we see things settle down, not just on the supply side, but also on the demand side.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.